For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. Now, I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. And this is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I'll be here next Sunday with more on nutrition and healthy living. Now, today, our subject is optimizing digestive health, and we're interviewing Dr. Michael Murray. He's a naturopathic doctor, a leading author on natural medicine, and a graduate of and former faculty member of Bastyr University in Seattle, Washington. Now, I want to tell you a little bit more about Dr. Murray. He's dedicated his life to educating physicians, patients, and the general public on the tremendous healing power of nature. In addition to his books, which have cumulative sales of over 5 million, Dr. Murray has written numerous articles for major publications, appeared on hundreds of radio and TV programs, and lectured to hundreds of thousands of people nationwide. And for the past 35 years, he's been compiling a massive database of original scientific studies from the medical literature and personally collected over 65,000 articles from the scientific literature, which provides strong evidence on the effectiveness of diet, vitamins, minerals, herbs, and other natural measures in the maintenance of health and the treatment of disease. It is from this constantly expanding database that Dr. Murray provides the answers on health and healing. Welcome to the show, Dr. Michael Murray.
Thanks, Dana. It's a great pleasure.
Yes. Well, we're excited to hear and learn from you, and I always like it when listeners can hear a guest and learn something that they can start changing immediately. As soon as the show is over, they can make a change, and I know you'll have a lot of those clinical pearls. So let's get started on digestion and how widespread digestive problems are.
Well, first off, why is digestion important? Hippocrates, the father of Western medicine, said it well. He said, all disease begins in the gut. And so we are seeing just an incredible number of people dealing not only with simple digestive issues like gas, bloating, and indigestion, but we've got 15 million Americans on these proton pump inhibitors. Over 100 million people regularly experience constipation on a near daily basis. And then we have more serious diseases like inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. Everyone's concerned about food intolerances these days, gluten sensitivity, lactose intolerance. So this is a rich area of discussion. How can we improve digestive health instead of just taking a biochemical Band-Aid in the form of a drug like Nexium or Prilosec or any of the over-the-counter medications? Let's get at the root cause and really help people. And that's what I hope to accomplish today.
Well, excellent. So let's begin in the mouth. I'm a dental hygienist as well, and we value the diet, and it's where I learned how important diet was. And when I moved into the medical arena, it wasn't important at all. And that was a shock to me. And I was I became a licensed nutritionist and got a master's in nutritional biochemistry. But it starts actually with the nose, right? Smelling food. So let's give us the whole, take us through from smelling the food to eliminating.
Wow, that's really a nice intro. You know, thank you for reminding everyone that it really begins when we look, smell, and taste food. And one of the key things that is being indicated in the medical literature is just how important being mindful is. And that means eating in a relaxed state. They've shown that that alone can dramatically improve a person's digestive capacity and their ability to tolerate food. So getting into a relaxed state really allows your body to start the whole digestive process. When we look, smell, or taste food, it triggers a lot of chemical reactions in our body that are designed to not only digest the food, but also utilize it properly. So we have to eat in a relaxed, calm manner. If we're not taking the time to eat properly, we're not going to digest properly.
Exactly. So what happens when that food is in the mouth? What's the importance of chewing? Because I think there's not enough emphasis on this.
Right. We should be chewing our food thoroughly. It helps the body break down the food. It's a mechanical process. And if we can help the digestive enzymes and all the secretions work better, let's do it. And that really starts with chewing the food thoroughly. It breaks it down into these smaller particles that our body can then further break down. And so, chewing your food thoroughly, again, eating in a relaxed, calm state, these are basic things, and don't underestimate them. I had one patient, Dana, it was really interesting. It was one of my favorite patients of all times because it taught me how important it is to maybe spend some time with patients while they're eating. I had this patient, and he had terrible indigestion. He was belching all the time, and he had gas, and he just was very uncomfortable. And I tried a number of different things, and then one day he came in right before lunch, and we were going over his digestive analysis and trying to figure out what we could do next. And then he said, "Hey, let's go get some lunch." And I went to lunch with him, and this guy, he never stopped talking, and he was talking while he was eating, and I noticed that he was suffering from a condition called aerophagia,
yes.
Air swallowing. And basically, the reason he was having such incredible indigestion was he was swallowing huge amounts of air. So I told him, "Look, you know, I think I figured out what's going on with you. No more talking while you're eating. You are a listener from now on." And it was immediate. He stopped talking so much when he was eating. He started chewing his food thoroughly, and we cured him. That's an inexpensive treatment. It's not a cure-all, but in this particular case, it was the absolute root cause of all of his indigestion, and it was just a real lesson to me just how simple sometimes it can be.
It is. It can be that simple, and it can be so overlooked. I do think sometimes we go into complex areas too quickly when we need to look at the basics, and you just brought that home. Talk about what the stomach's role in digestion is, then into the duodenum, then into the rest of the GI tract, because a lot of people are not really tuned in to what's happening in their bodies.
Correct. In the stomach is where another big domino falls, and that's not only the churning of the stomach and helping to mix the food in with the stomach secretions, but also the stomach secretions themselves, in particular hydrochloric acid and the enzyme pepsin. They are instrumental in the beginning of protein digestion. They are also important for ionizing minerals and absorbing certain helping the body absorb certain nutrients. So this is another really simple treatment that can produce dramatic results. Many people, as they age, they start losing the ability to manufacture sufficient quantities of hydrochloric acid, and they can be suffering from gas, bloating, indigestion, simply because their stomach is not putting out this important, simple compound. Generally, if people aren't secreting enough hydrochloric acid, they start feeling a little bit uncomfortable almost immediately after they eat. So the gas, bloating, and indigestion happens within 30 minutes after eating. We see a lot of people taking these proton pump inhibitors, Nexium, Prilosec, and these drugs, they basically shut down hydrochloric acid production, and these are really problematic drugs. They're used primarily for gastroesophageal reflux disease. This is a condition where the stomach contents start refluxing up into the esophagus, and that can lead to inflammation and ultimately erosion of the esophagus, and that's, you know, a serious situation. Heartburn is a common symptom associated with GERD. But there are safe, natural treatments for GERD that are far superior to using a proton pump inhibitor. These proton pump inhibitors, they're linked to early death. They've done these large evaluations looking at medical records, and they found that when people start taking these drugs, their risk for heart disease, the risk for strokes, the risk for certain forms of cancer increase dramatically. And that's why we see mortality increase when people start taking these drugs. These drugs are also linked to Alzheimer's disease. They're linked to many infections, not only gastrointestinal infections, but also pneumonia. They're linked to osteoporosis and fractures. They're linked with kidney failure. So these are not ideal drugs by any means, and we have 15 million Americans on these drugs. And for most people, there are safer and better alternatives. And one of those may be actually taking hydrochloric acid, because lack of hydrochloric acid can lead to the same sort of indigestion symptoms as too much acid. Another natural remedy for gastroesophageal reflux disease is alginate raft therapy. Enzymedica just came out with a formula called Heartburn Relief. And what this formula contains is a seaweed compound called alginate that when you ingest it, it after a meal, it literally forms a raft, a protective barrier on the stomach contents. And that will protect that esophagus. It'll prevent that stomach contents refluxing into the esophagus and irritating. And in head-to-head comparison studies show that this is a much better approach than using these proton pump inhibitors. There's no side effects. It's very effective, usually works in seconds to minutes. And the benefits are seen for as long as 4 hours. So it's safe, it's effective, and it doesn't have any of the negative side effects that these PPIs have. If people want more information on that therapy, they can go to my website, drmurray.com. That's DrMurray, drmurray.com. And just in the search box, just type in GERD for GERD for gastroesophageal reflux disease, and you'll come to the latest article that I've written on that, on how this alginate therapy works. And it's just amazing. And it's such an advanced treatment compared to the use of these PPIs. And boy, I just got to get the word out, and I appreciate you giving me that opportunity.
Well, good. That's an important clinical pearl. And I just want to remind those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicor Fermentate, Elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour, and we are having a very interesting conversation with Dr. Michael Murray. He's a naturopathic doctor, a leading author on natural medicine, and a graduate of and former faculty member of Bastyr University in Seattle, Washington. We're discussing optimizing digestive health. So, Dr. Murray, let's continue with this interesting discussion and more clinical pearls for our listeners.
Well, thank you. You know, there are a lot of people that are suffering from, you know, serious gastrointestinal issues, but really, when you look at what people are using many of the drugs and over-the-counter and prescription for digestive complaints, they're really for simple things like gas, bloating, general indigestion, maybe irritable bowel syndrome, maybe constipation. And there are safe and effective natural approaches to these conditions. One of the easiest things to do is to, if you suffer from gas, bloating, and indigestion, is first take a look at when is that occurring. As I said in the last segment, if it occurs within the first 30 minutes of eating, that's usually a sign of lack of hydrochloric acid. So hydrochloric acid supplementation is something to give it a try. And the great thing about the digestive issues is that when you're on the right track, the feedback is almost immediate because you feel relief. If the gas, bloating, and indigestion happens 45 minutes or more after a meal, that's generally an indication of lack of digestive enzymes. Digestive enzymes are responsible for breaking food down into very small units, individual units that the body can then absorb. And if we're not secreting enough of these enzymes, or our body enzymes aren't active enough, then what happens is that those food components are digested by gut bacteria, and that can lead to a lot of gas, inflammation, bloating. And we know that, for example, many people that are suffering from the irritable bowel syndrome, it's due to a condition called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. So our small intestine is where we are designed to absorb many nutrients. And so it's relatively sterile, meaning there's not a lot of microorganisms growing in there. But if microorganisms, whether it's yeast or bacteria or other organisms, overgrow in that area, then it's a problem because they're getting to the food before it's been thoroughly digested, and they produce a lot of these toxic compounds. So we have some natural ways in which our body protects that area and keeps those bacteria and yeast from overgrowing. And one of those key factors is the secretion of pancreatic enzymes and the enzymes that line the intestinal tract. So we can accomplish that same effect by utilizing digestive enzyme supplements. And these are available from a number of companies. The company that I work with, Enzymedica, we are by far the leading company in the digestive enzyme space. Our lead product is called Digest Gold, and that product alone outsells all other major brands' lead products combined. So it's by far the best-selling digestive enzyme supplement in North America by a considerable margin, and there's a reason for that. It's really a special product. We take these individual proteases and lipases and carbohydrate digesting enzymes, and we blend them together in a way so that they're active at various pHs, and that means that these enzymes are going to be active throughout the entire digestive system. And as a result, people get better results with Digest Gold than any other digestive enzyme supplement. If you have basically any issue going on with digestion, giving Digest Gold is a good experiment. Just give it a try. We recommend a 14-day challenge where you take one capsule before each meal, three times a day, and just see how it makes you feel. And it's a life changer for so many people, especially if people have been able to digest their food and have no symptoms throughout their entire life. But then all of a sudden, maybe they had a gastrointestinal infection, or maybe they're just getting older and they're not secreting as much enzymes as they used to. This is another really simple, safe and effective approach that produces life-changing effects. So again, generally, if the gas, bloating, and indigestion occurs more than 30 minutes, more than 45 minutes after eating a meal, that's usually a really good sign that a person is lacking these digestive enzymes. And taking a supplemental form such as Digest Gold, again, can be literally life-changing.
This is good and so important that we're talking about this, because you mentioned that many people in the early stages may not realize that those symptoms can indicate low hydrochloric acid, when most people think they have hydrochloric acid that's too high or their system is too acidic. Can you talk about the alkalizers and their importance with pancreatic enzymes?
Right. The enzymes are active generally in a very narrow pH range. So the pancreatic enzymes are secreted in combination with the bicarbonate by the pancreas, and that has an effect in alkalinizing the environment and helping these enzymes work better. So if someone is not secreting enough of the enzymes, they're also a bit disrupted in their pH management. And so those folks can really see benefit by eating a more alkaline diet, focusing on more green leafy vegetables and plant foods in general, and less acidic forming foods, in particular grains, meat and dairy, and of course refined foods, particularly soft drinks. All those are really difficult to help us control our pH balance. So again, with the Digest Gold, the way we mix those enzymes, we're able to mix them so that we have enzymes that are active in an alkaline environment, in an acid environment, or in a neutral environment. So they really produce even better results than our own digestive enzymes.
That's a good explanation. And again, we're getting a lot of clinical pearls for you. From you. Talk about SIBO, since this is relatively new as far as what the patients and the lay public understand. Can you go into a little more detail on what it is and how to treat it?
Okay, well, SIBO stands for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, and this is now one of the key factors that lead to digestive symptoms and the irritable bowel syndrome. We know that there are certain bacteria that have a tendency to overgrow, where there are certain yeast that can overgrow in the small intestine, like candida. The medical approach is often to use antibiotics, but that's proving to be not a very good approach. A better approach is to try to help the body keep that small intestine relatively sterile. So how does the body accomplish that? Well, through its secretions, not just enzymes, but also hydrochloric acid. If you're lacking hydrochloric acid, you're lacking digestive enzymes, then you're going to see a small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. The rhythmic contractions of the small intestine are also designed to keep pushing those organisms down into the colon. So making sure you're eating a high fiber diet is important. And lastly, we have to look at the effects of the liver and bile. The bile secretions are also very much important in keeping that area sterile. So I think utilizing more herbs and spices in the diet can get that liver working really well. Especially helpful are the volatile products, herbs like oregano and basil and all of the mint family. They are really effective against many of these organisms that overgrow. One question I always get from people with SIBO is, what about probiotics? And the truth is that probiotics are often contraindicated. They actually make symptoms worse, because if you have an overgrowth of bacteria, throwing more bacteria into that environment often makes those symptoms even more severe. So I think there are better approaches to SIBO than throwing more seeds on grass, kind of, with the use of probiotics. Things that I really like, I like enteric-coated peppermint oil. I think that's really helpful. And again, I if you have any sort of gas, bloating, indigestion, rule out low hydrochloric acid production and rule out lack of digestive enzymes. Because those factors are really helpful in keeping that small intestine free of yeast and bacteria.
What about using peppermint tea? Is the oil superior to using the tea?
Considerably. Utilizing herbs and spices, the spices, cinnamon, turmeric, ginger, they're very helpful in digestive issues. And as a culture, we just don't take advantage of those superfoods enough. And we can utilize peppermint tea, ginger tea. We can use cinnamon. I make up my own little hot cocoa. I use raw cacao and I use a special sweetener. And then today I put a teaspoon of cinnamon in there. Cinnamon is fantastic for SIBO and it also helps many people with blood sugar issues and has a whole host of other benefits as well. And I know your audience is familiar with the health effects of ginger and turmeric. You know, Dana, there are over 100 double-blind placebo-controlled studies with ginger in the treatment of pain, whether the pain's due to arthritis or menstrual cramps or headaches. And in those studies, it shows comparable results to over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen and aspirin, but doesn't have the side effects that those drugs have. Again, we should be utilizing these natural medicines liberally in our diet and in our beverages.
Well, you really are covering important information. I'm reminded of let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. It sounds so simple, but, you know, these simple sayings have been around for centuries, even longer. And you're telling us about it. So thank you for filling us in. For those of you who've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We're going to be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Michael Murray.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and this is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, and I'll be with you next Sunday again with more discussion on nutrition and healthy living. Our subject today is optimizing digestive health. And we are very fortunate to be getting so much information from our guest, Dr. Michael Murray, naturopathic doctor and leading author on natural medicine. So let's continue this discussion of optimizing digestive health, Dr. Murray.
Well, everyone seems to be hearing about the microbiome. The microbiome, intestinal microbiome, refers to the collection of organisms that reside in our gastrointestinal tract. And to a very large extent, the health of our body and the health of our mind is determined by the types of organisms that we have growing inside our gastrointestinal tract. Consider this. There are 10 times as many microorganism cells in our intestinal tract than there are human cells in our entire body. So we are 90% microbial DNA and only 10% human DNA. And we're learning that to a huge extent, we can influence health as well as see certain diseases pop up based upon what's going on in this microbiome. And we're learning things all the time. Most important to having a healthy biome, a microbiome, is having microbial diversity. That means having many different types of microbes. Think of your microbiome as an Amazonian rainforest, just rich with all sorts of different plant life. Well, we want to have a full array. Think of your microbiome like a beautiful meadow full of all sorts of different wildflowers. We want to have as many different wildflowers growing as possible. And right now, what most people are doing to support their microbiome is utilizing probiotics. Now, they have their place, but they really don't influence the diversity that we need. The best way to improve diversity, interestingly enough, is through diet and some other types of dietary supplements. So in regards to diet, what the research shows is the more diverse your diet, the greater the diversity in your microbiome. So most people eat the same foods day in and day out. That's not healthy. That's not good for your microbiome. And dietary diversity has been shown to be a key factor in helping people achieve and maintain their ideal body weight. One of the reasons why I think many people struggle with their weight is their brain is screaming for a wider array of nutrients and compounds from foods. And instead of interpreting those signals to mean eat a variety of foods, the brain gets kind of short-circuited and the person just starts eating the same foods over and over again. And that's one of the big contributors to obesity. And we need to eat a rich diet of plant foods and mix it up. Don't eat the same foods day in and day out. I know kale is good for you, but there are other green leafy vegetables and there are other foods that we can choose. So, again, herbs and spices can be used liberally. They have a good effect on the microbiome. And here's something really interesting. Research has shown that one of the key determinants of microbial diversity in the gut is the amount of DHA, docosahexaenoic acid, which is one of the omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil. So Enzymedica just launched a new line of fish oil products called AquaBiome. And people can go to the website aqua-biome.com or go to enzymedica.com and they can learn more about it. But it's the first fish oil suite of products that is designed specifically to support the microbiome. And by supporting the microbiome, we support overall health. We support our cardiovascular system, our brain. We support our skin health. We support our immune system. So This approach is really novel, and I want people to learn about it and realize the importance of the right types of oil in their diet, and in particular, getting more DHA from a good high-quality fish oil like AquaBiome from Enzymedica.
You know, I think this is something that has not been realized, and it certainly hasn't been discussed. We do know the connection between the gut and brain, that they make the same neurotransmitters. But here's another connection with the DHA so important in brain structure. And now we understand how important it is in the gut and the gut microbiome. This is just fabulous information. Keep rolling with it.
Yeah, well, it turns out that many drugs, many natural products, and even something like fish oil that's been shown to be effective in over 1,000 different double-blind studies, much of the benefit, it turns out, has to do with the impact that it has on the type of organisms that are growing in the gut. For example, fish oils, particularly DHA, have been shown to increase the growth of a bacteria called Akkermansia mucinophilia. This bacteria is responsible for working with our intestinal cells to create a barrier of mucin. So it acts as a cofactor in helping protect the lining of the intestinal tract. And when that lining gets disrupted, that's where we get leaky gut and lots of inflammation, and it can produce the absorption of unwanted compounds. So fish oils, they are more effective at increasing the growth of this bacteria than just about anything out there. We are learning the importance of prebiotics, and prebiotics are important, but there's a lot of compounds that don't classically meet that definition that play a huge role in the health of our microbiome. I mentioned herbs and spices earlier. Flavonoids and polyphenols are the colorful compounds in many plant foods, particularly fruit. And these compounds also exert a number of beneficial effects on influencing the type and numbers of different bacteria that grow in our intestinal tract. So again, it comes back to eating a variety of plant foods and really making sure that you have that diversity in your diet so you can have that diversity in your microbiome. That leads to improved health. There's no question about it. The future of medicine, to a very large extent, is going to be looking at how we can influence the microbiome. We don't know all the specifics yet, but what we do know is that there are certain dietary patterns that are associated with a healthier microbiome than others. The standard American diet, it leads to the reduction in bacteria that promote the sensitivity of insulin throughout the body and help promote leanness and good blood sugar regulation, while the same dietary practices of the standard American diet lead to overgrowth of bacteria that are linked to causing or being associated with diabetes and insulin resistance. So we have to change our diets. On the flip side, the Mediterranean diet, the traditional Okinawan diet, these are associated with changes in the microbiome that protect against the development of obesity and type 2 diabetes.
This is so important because with the introduction of the pyramid back in the 80s, I believe it was, we started going south. Everything deteriorated, and they promoted refined grains as the most important. And what it gave us was a tremendous increase in diabetes and obesity in such a short period of time. And we're still paying the price. And thanks to epigenetics, we still have problems. So, Dr. Murray, let's talk a little bit more about what inhibits problems or what causes problems with the microbiome in Western diets.
Well, it's just not the diets. About 25% of non-antibiotic drugs adversely affect the microbiome. So we know antibiotics really disrupt the microbiome, and it may take 6 months to several years for that microbiome to recover. But there are a number of drugs, 25% of all prescription drugs seriously affect the microbiome. Among the most damaging are those proton pump inhibitors that I mentioned earlier. But many drugs to lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, adversely affect the microbiome as well. In regards to diet, high sugar is really detrimental. Equally as detrimental are the wrong types of fat in the diet. Too much processed fats, too much long chain saturated fats, they're very damaging to the composition of the microbiome. We need to get more of those monounsaturated fats that we get from olive oil, nuts and seeds, avocados. They produce favorable changes in the microbiome. We need more of those long-chain omega-3 fatty acids that I mentioned earlier that we get from fish oils. We need at least 1,000 milligrams per day combined of EPA and DHA. I'm recommending the Aquabiome from Enzymedica because it has some unique features. It's higher, it's twice as high in DHA to EPA, and there's some reasons for that. It has more beneficial effects on the microbiome. And it has better effects in helping the body control inflammation. The Aquabiome product line also contains standardized levels of the missing omega-3 fatty acid from most fish oil supplements, and that's DPA. And DPA, it turns out, is more important than DHA or EPA in many applications, particularly in protection against cardiovascular disease. So the Aquabiome line from Enzymedica really is the superior choice in fish oil supplements on the market right now. They use advanced concentration techniques. It's the purest fish oil on the market. It's designed specifically to support the microbiome, and it has the right ratio of DHA, DPA, and EPA. It's really a breakthrough product.
Great. Well, we're going to have you back because I know you have much more to share with us. And I want to thank you for being on the show, Dr. Murray. And I also am inviting you back because we need to hear more from you. So, again, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. And for those who've just tuned in, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour on the Essentials of Healthy Living. And we'll be speaking about autism awareness in the next and final segment.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic. Made with the highest quality standards. Uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. Non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicor Fermentate, elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake. I've been your host for the hour, and we're going to talk in this segment about autism awareness. April is Autism Awareness Month. And let's talk about the numbers. I've mentioned this before, but I think it's overwhelming when you look at it. Before 1980, 1 out of 2,000 children were diagnosed with autism. And currently, it's 1 out of 45. It's 3.5 million children. And this, I never dreamed it would become this frequent. And everybody says, why? And the answer is total load. It isn't one individual aspect. It's the total load. It's the straws that break the camel's back. The child is the camel. Is the camel resilient and strong, or is the camel susceptible to environmental toxic chemicals, to stressors? What is the difference in the camel and what is the load? So it's not so simple. It's easy to say environmental modification of gene expression, meaning what you come into the world with and what you do. And so diet, environmental issues are extremely important here. And so we say that autism is a multifaceted condition which includes the consequences of the environmental impact on gene variants and gene expression. What's that mean? Gene variants are known to be plastic. They may be neutral, they may be harmful, they may be helpful. And what they are and what they do is directly related to your environment, your diet, medication, stressors, lifestyle, toxins, etc. So what we see is dysfunctions in the following in those who have autism: barrier integrity, leaky gut, leaky membranes, and attacks on the blood-brain barrier, autoimmune attacks on the blood-brain barrier, inflammation, immunity problems, GI function problems. And there's a subset of those with autism who have severe digestive problems, metabolism and biochemistry, and neurological function. Now, I've lumped those into general categories. Now, what happens when we get dysfunctions in those issues? It results in impaired responses to the surroundings, to stimuli, to foods, to food components, toxins, artificial additives, pesticides, and also medications and drugs. Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics said on autism, they direct their pediatricians to become knowledgeable in complementary alternative treatments for autism, including dietary and nutritional interventions. And that was in 2007 when they joined forces with the Autism Research Institute toward solutions to autism. Now, what are the risks for autism? Well, alcohol use in the mother is certainly a problem. Carrying multiples. Medications, especially those in pregnancy categories D and X. Inflammation in the mother. Autoimmunity. The presence of toxic metals such as mercury, lead, arsenic, cadmium, and excess copper. In the cord blood of newborns, they found over 2,000 teratogens, meaning agents that can cause birth defects, toxins, and carcinogens. This is a big deal because we've assumed before that newborns were pristine, and now we know that they're exposed to all of this via the cord blood. And any kinds of infections that the mothers had, viral, bacterial infections, hypothyroidism, low thyroid function, diabetes in the mother, and defects and deficiencies in something called MTHFR, methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase, is the gene that codes for or makes that enzyme. And if it's faulty, you don't convert inactive folic acid to active methylated folates. There are also problems with B12 conversions and its methylation dysfunction. There are also sulfation defects, and that involves how you detoxify. Maternal antibodies against the fetal brain proteins is also a risk factor. And nutrient deficiencies such as B vitamins, especially folate, vitamin D and E, omega-3, magnesium, zinc, choline, and there are others. I urge you to get more information through the Autism Research Institute. That's Autism Research Institute. Also, the Neurological Health Foundation is a nonprofit, and you can get the Healthy Child Guide. This is golden. It's a lot of good information and will make a difference, a huge difference. It's not general advice. It's highly specific. What kind of tests to have done, your lifestyle, your diet, supplements, what to ask your physician, how to be tested. And then the Autism Exchange is another site that really is golden again. And it is educational for parents who have children with autism. It includes all kinds of discussions on diets, therapies, supplements. So there's a lot of information. The Autism Research Institute, the original the original organization dedicated to autism and finding out what causes it. It was started by Bernard Rimland, and Neurological Health Foundation and the Autism Exchange. Now, I did want to tell you about two books. My co-author, Dr. Pamela Compart, who's a developmental pediatrician, and I have written two books. One is what we call the Autism Diet Book. The title is The Kid-Friendly ADHD and Autism Cookbook, The Ultimate Guide to the Diets That Work. And this will be coming out as the third edition in the next few months. We hope you really take a look at it, because there are many challenges that parents face when they're trying to seek strategies for children with ADHD and autism. The issues are broad and include the underlying biochemical, nutritional, digestive, immune, and dietary impact on development, behavior, cognition, focus, communication, and appetite. So what we've done is handhold, through the use of this book, our families to guide them on this journey through autism treatments, particularly the diets. We have also written a very interesting book called The ADHD and Autism Nutritional Supplement Handbook. It's the cutting-edge biomedical approach to treating the underlying deficiencies and symptoms of ADHD and autism. Now, in this book, we go over a summary of the diets, and I'm just going to mention the diets now. The gluten-free, casein-free, and soy-free diet. Now, why do we incorporate the avoidance of these foods? Because they can be maldigested due to the lack of an enzyme called DPP4 and create partial breakdown of these foods, releasing opiate-like peptides in the gut. Now, that can calm the gut, but in a gut that's damaged or leaky, highly permeable, these opiate-like structures get to the brain, and the brain welcomes them. This is how you get some of the symptoms that we see in autism, from head banging and frustrations that the children have, and they are addicted to the foods. There are also other diets that we're covering in the soon-to-be-released third edition of the cookbook. Low-phenol salicylate, also known as fine gold diet, specific carbohydrate diet, and the gut and psychology syndrome diet, anti-yeast, anti-candida diet, and the body ecology diet, and the low oxalate diet. Now, these are not autism diets. They are diets for people, including those with ADHD and autism, giving them the ability to identify which foods may be causing problems and how to do the diets. So that's an interesting introduction. It's Autism Awareness Month. And please remember that we're here every Sunday morning, and we'll be here next Sunday morning. I'll be talking to you about healthy lifestyle and nutrition. And I want to remind you that, please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.